I mentioned earlier it was a great run by LaSalle to get to Atlantic City in the Atlantic 10 tournament. What about Phil Martelli and St. Joe's? It was a tough year for many parts of the year, but he had a young team, and he knew he had a young team. And then to win on the road, the last game of the regular season, the last team to get even into the Atlantic 10 tournament, to win on the road at Charlotte. Then they went on the road again and beat George Washington. And they continue on until they eventually lose to Dayton in a game which I saw on Saturday, which was a terrific effort out of St. Joe's. He's got a nice future there on Hawk Hill. Please welcome Phil Martelli.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We've already had the biggest upset of the NCAA tournament take place this morning. Bruiser did not pick Kentucky. So whoever has Calipari on speed dial, call him right away and let him know that Brew has left the family. And Brew, when you leave a family, you could end up like in the marshland somewhere. And Cal knows people that can put a hit on you. Because actually, I have Kentucky in the Final Four, and that was before I heard Brew not pick them. I think that you need to look. This is so tight this year. There is a dominant team. No one seems to want to acknowledge the fact that Kansas is the best team in the country and will probably end up cutting down the nets. But these teams are so tight, I think you can look for some of the bottom seeds, the lower seeds, to win. Look at Wofford. Look at Gonzaga to make the Sweet 16. They started out rocky in the beginning of the year because of scheduling, and now they really have it going. If you stay up late, like a lot of coaches do, and you happen to tune in, they're going to be very, very tough to beat, I think, especially in the first round. I think that the team in New York that plays in the Big East got a lot of hype. We'll see what happens now when it's head-to-head. And they had a tough time traveling earlier in the year, St. John's. I don't think they last past Gonzaga. I think Wofford is very, very good. I think Florida is very, very good. I think Pitt's going to have their hands full. My Final Four has two number ones, Kansas and Duke. I have Kentucky and Florida making it, and I think Kansas wins the Final Four. Would not surprise me if they win all their games by double digits, Kansas. That's how good I think they are this year.
Wow. By the way, Dick Girardi also liked Gonzaga. A lot of people are going with Gonzaga this year to go into that Sweet 16. The other team out of that region is Utah State.
And both of these guys will be playing this weekend, JN.
They'll be, and put Dumble. A little pressure on them, Phil.
It's just a fact, you know, not pressure.